ask you to think about what you expect heaven to be like. You're probably thinking streets of gold, mansions to live in, harmony, love, no tears. And the Bible certainly tells us to expect all that. But I'm convinced we don't even begin to know what is waiting for us as believers at our final destination. Scripture frequently teaches us that this current world is not our home. We are aliens and foreigners in this world system, and therefore we should not expect it to deliver very much for us. But Jesus told us that he has gone on to heaven to prepare a place for us, our true home, where we'll find everything we've been expecting down here on earth. We'll find justice and fairness, harmony in all relationships, everything we need for comfort and enjoyment. 1 Corinthians 2:9 tells us, "No mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him." This heavenly place exceeds all our wildest dreams and imaginations. Adjust your expectations of what this world can offer. We are aliens and foreigners here, which means we'll not always be accepted, we will sometimes be despised, and we will frequently feel out of place and like a misfit in this foreign land. And once we accept that reality, then we won't expect much from earth, and we won't be surprised when it fails to deliver. We're told to long for that better place. When you long for something, you think about it a lot, right? You prepare for it and talk about it. Have you been longing for heaven much lately? Have you been focused on what lies ahead for those of us who know Jesus in a personal way? We should expect a lot from heaven because nothing we can expect can even begin to touch the reality of it. Not only will we not be disappointed, our expectations will look puny compared to reality. Expect less and less of this earth. Pain won't surprise you. Sin won't amaze you. Loss won't destroy you, and failure won't wipe you out. We are aliens and foreigners here, and when we admit that and remember that, we're not vulnerable to the vagrancies of this earth. Long for heaven. It is sure, and it is beyond your wildest expectations. I want to remind you that Amy Schmidt will be joining us on Saturday, July the 11th at 10 a.m. for our July monthly Zoom call. Her topic is discovering and using your strengths in the workplace. You can find out more and register on our website at christianworkingwoman.org. Have a great weekend and join me again Monday.